Scientists from the University of Bristol have analysed pots found in and around what is now the Sahara Desert in Libya. Thousands of years ago, this same place was verdant countryside. By studying the chemical residues found in those containers, they've discovered the first direct evidence that people in Africa were using cattle for milk more than 7,000 years ago. Richard Hollingham has been talking to Julie Dunn at the university's farm in Somerset.
Well, what we looked at was lipids in ceramics that were excavated from a rock shelter in the region. And those lipids tell us that those people were using milk products and also animal fat products and processing them in their pots.
And they were using this milk for what?
Well, they probably would have been making butter, cheese and yoghurt. We could tell it was processed in the pots. And the reason they would have probably processed it is because most humans are, well, all humans then were lactose intolerant. And in other words, they couldn't drink milk. They would have been quite ill. They would have had very unpleasant symptoms. So if you process milk, that reduces a lot of the lactose content. And they could have eaten it without becoming ill.
So these pots were from 7,000 years ago, so prehistory. Mm. And in that time, we've managed to evolve the ability to digest milk.
Yes, it's quite remarkable, really. It's a very good example of selection in action. Around about 10,000 years ago, when people started dairying and settling down, living a farming lifestyle, as opposed to being hunter-gatherers, nobody could tolerate milk. But obviously, the new technology comes in. There are these wonderful creatures called cows. They're walking larders. And people obviously want a bit of this new technology. They're like the iPad of the ancient world. And once you start processing these milk products and using them, within about 1,000 years, a gene evolves which allows people to tolerate milk, so we become lactase persistent.
How do you know they were after the milk rather than milk as a byproduct, that milk was the key to this?
Well, we can identify whether they were processing either milk or the fats from the animal, the flesh of the animal, in the pots. And when we looked at what we call lipid analysis, 50% of the pots showed evidence that milk was processed in them. So it was clearly important to these people. Bear in mind that this region, although it had been quite green and wet in the sort of last 10,000 years, it was beginning to dry up. And as cattle start to come into the area, you're getting these periods of aridity. And cattle are important because they're a source of liquid on the hoof, as it were. So these people were moving around the landscape with their cattle, and they'd be able to, if there wasn't any water, they'd be able to get a drink from the cattle.
And so the cattle became much more valuable for producing milk than they did for meat or byproducts like the skins or whatever.
Yes, we think so. We think it's the actual, what we call the secondary products of the animal, the milk, the cheese, the butter, the yogurts. Those were the things that were much more important to ancient people, rather than the actual flesh of the animal. Why would you kill something that is going to, give you food every day?
What sort of difference did this make to humans then and human civilization?
The transition from becoming hunter-gatherers to settling down, it enabled really development of much bigger communities and so on, and which eventually led to the establishment of things like city-states and so on and so on, and finally to where we are today.
So this was happening in Africa. How did we end up here, farming cows, drinking milk, making cheese, all this stuff?
We really do see a kind of a different pattern emerging in Europe. So cattle were actually domesticated in Europe, we think, and they move into Africa. But they also move with people the other way and spread out right across Europe and into Britain and Ireland, finally getting here around about 4,000 BC, so 6,000 years ago. And pretty much across Europe, people settled down, they became farmers, and they started using milk and its products.
So cattle turn out to be incredibly important for these prehistoric people and for the development of humans. And they're still important today.
Absolutely, yes. These cattle were incredibly important to these ancient humans. For a start, they created the most remarkable rock art, which shows how much they clearly thought about and relied on their animals. And they were clearly just as important then as they are today.
Julie Dunn and some cows from the University of Bristol. And you can hear more in the Planet Earth podcast, which you can find on our website, nakedscientist.com/specials. It's one of our special editions.